tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have on the phone with me from United Way of Hastings, the Executive Director, Mary Mellick, and the Director of Helping Kids Succeed, Jane Newmiller-Bustad. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Hello, doing good. Thank you.
That's good. In a previous segment, we discussed a lot about the Response and Recovery Fund that United Way of Hastings has put in place to help businesses to recover after the COVID-19 and even now during that. And we mentioned as we were talking off the air that, Mary, there are a number of videos on social media regarding the United Way of Hastings Response and Recovery Fund. Talk us through that a little bit.
Well, yes, I'd be glad to. So on our website at unitedwayofhastings.org, you can go on to our homepage, and we have had our board members do brief videos on why they have given to the Response and Recovery Fund. We've reached out to a few other community members that have given, and we'll be adding more and more all the time, whether it be through social media. And these are real brief, you know, less than 20 second type videos, and they're just really fun to do. Fun to see people's faces that you maybe haven't seen for a while. You know, as we try to keep those connections going and as we try to keep people connecting, this is a good way that, you know, you can just click on a video and see your neighbor and also find out why they're giving to the United Way of Hastings Response and Recovery Fund. And we'll keep adding more videos. I think right now we have about 10 on our website, or if you're on Facebook. Jane, I believe that you've also done quite a bit of posting on Facebook of the videos and other items.
We've really ramped up our social media activity as, you know, the pandemic has been unfolding, particularly with the demise of our, you know, our local newspaper. Getting information out there and sharing it is just more important than ever. And so on our Facebook page, we've really tried to amplify posts from other local organizations, whether it's the city, the Chamber of Commerce, or other nonprofits, small businesses, and really try to get that information spread as widely as possible. And we're adding the Why I Donated videos, and I'm working with our team of team leaders, our YES team, Youth Empowerment and Support team members, and they're going to be doing short videos to explain our Helping Kids Succeed model. So we're definitely trying to ramp up that social media activity.
Now, are you asking people to submit videos? Are you asking them to, because I wouldn't guess that United Way of Hastings is involved in the actual production of them. Is that correct?
You know, anyone who has a smartphone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, a later model smartphone, you have an amazingly powerful tool at your fingertips. And so the videos that we've received so far from board and community members have basically been created with their smartphones. And so any phone has video capability, and people just prop their phone up or held it out at arm's length and just done 30 seconds. So just very short, heartfelt messages on why their donations have been important.
If someone,
so yes, anybody could do that.
Okay, and if they want to submit a short video for the inclusion on social media, where do they send it?
Email to Mary, M-A-R-I, at unitedwayofhastings.org, and we'll get it uploaded to our YouTube channel and also to our Facebook page.
Excellent. And I want to reiterate also that the funds for this response and recovery are all locally generated. United Way of Hastings, is, if I'm remembering correctly, isn't getting any support from a larger organization or a larger farther away pool of funding for this. This is by Hastings, for Hastings, and from Hastings.
Absolutely.
That's
right. We need that support.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And one thing, too, that I'd like to add is that 100% of the donations go right back into the community. For those of you that, you know, are looking to make a donation and you look at all of the various platforms that are out there, a lot of times the organizations may keep an administrative fee from what's contributed. We are not doing that. We want 100%, and all of that will go right back into the community.
Excellent. Another aspect of that, and we talked a little bit about this in the last segment, is how COVID has affected another program that United Way Hastings is involved in, and that's Helping Kids Succeed. And Jane, I'd like to go into a little bit of depth on the Helping Kids Succeed. Also, you have a representative for Communities in Schools initiative working with students. How has that been going since the schools aren't even meeting anymore?
Right. Yeah. So we've been working with what we call the Helping Kids Succeed model for the past 6 years. And it's a model that's very easy for students to understand. And it explains how students, young people, can develop resilience and the ability to bounce back from challenging situations, which we are all in right now.
Exactly.
And the research, it's research-based, and the research clearly shows that young people who have five or more trusted, caring adults in their life, we would call it in their web, five is the magic number. And so parents, coaches, teachers, youth ministers, neighbors, aunts, grandparents, any of those individuals can be anchors, as we call them, and it's five anchors. And the kids that have these five generally do better, both as a young adult or a young teen, and as an eventual adult. We've been teaching this for the last 4 years in our local schools. This year we were able to teach all ninth graders, all eighth graders, and we were on track to teach the sixth and seventh graders, but that was going to be right after spring break, which they did not come back from. So we are looking at video. We are looking at alternative ways to get that information in front of kids. And then next fall in the schools, we'll be looking to go back and partner with both the middle school and high school in order to help kids. And the most exciting thing for me is when we have our youth team members, our YES team, you know, those are sophomores through this year we have sophomores and juniors. Sometimes we have sophomores through seniors. We actually teach them the model. And a huge part of their role is to turn around and do the teaching. And so the students, this year again, 8th and 9th, last year we did 6, 7, and 8, these students are being taught by older students. And it's extremely powerful. The younger kids love having the older kids come into their classroom, and the older kids like having the younger students to look up. You know, they look up. And so public speaking skills are a skill that are just extremely valuable as an adult. And so this really gives teenagers an opportunity to speak and teach both to adults and to fellow students. And it's just extremely powerful. And they themselves would say, our kids need this. They need this information. They need to know that they can control their web. They can add more anchors to their web. With social distancing and isolation, it's more important than ever. And so we would really encourage, reach out to your aunt, reach out to your grandmother, you know, reach out to the people around you and talk. Find out how this is going. I mean, the older adults in our community, they've been through a lot. You know, I grew up with parents that were born during the Depression. So I heard stories growing up about rationing and recycling. And our older adults now have a lot of those stories to share. So that is absolutely critical to help young people develop the bounce back skills to come out of this.
Research leading up to what the model that you are using right now, does it take into account at all the fact that interpersonal or close proximity interactions are now kind of on the sidelines because of the COVID? How does that model adapt to, you know, a child not being able to actually be in the presence of one of those anchors? Is that model fairly adaptable for that?
You know, it really is. We are gifted in living in an age in which this technology that we have is amazing. And it does, it's not the same as being there, of course, but when you're able to do a Zoom call or, you know, iPhones, you can set up a, you know, face-to-face conversation almost. It's not the same as being sitting down next to the person, but it is pretty good. And so I think it's easy sometimes for some of us to isolate ourselves, to get, you know, we're busy at work or we're doing our schoolwork or we're video games or watching TV, and to take some of that time and just, gosh, you know, I haven't talked to Aunt Susie in a long time. Or grandparents, like, make those phone calls, reach out to those kids, let the kids teach you the technology. If you have a smartphone and you're not quite sure how to use it, I assure you that, you know, the younger people in your life, they're able to help you with that. And so being, you know, face-to-face is probably the best, but the technology lets us still have those relationships. And even writing letters. I mean, that is a lost art, but sometimes getting a letter or sending a letter, you can say things in writing you might not feel comfortable saying face-to-face.
Exactly.
So there are definitely ways to still form a strong bond.
I think you bring up a good point, because families in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and even earlier than that were actually kind of split apart with immigration and people fleeing one bad thing to try something else. I was reading the story of a lady this morning who left Lebanon when she was 12 years old with her 8 or 9 siblings to come to America. Mom didn't come with, you know, and how that kind of formed the pattern for the rest of her life to, you know, spend time with her kids. But so I guess what I'm trying to say is that there is a need for close interpersonal interaction. You know, it's nice to reach out and hug your mom, hug your brother, hug your sister, whatever. But the human spirit is incredibly adaptive at overcoming things and making it work, even if you can't do that.
But I would say, you know, as someone, my mom was a big history buff and a genealogy fan, and so we do have family letters in our safe deposit box. We have a letter from the 1850s that basically says, "I haven't heard from you. We thought you had died." What?
Man.
When you read them, writing letters now, writing cards that can be shared and kept, all of this technology is wonderful, but it's also temporary. I mean, I know everything lives on the internet, but still, it's hard to get back that string of text messages when you want to look back later and, you know, remind yourself of what a great conversation that was. Letters and cards can do that.
And we talked in a previous segment about how, and I think you mentioned even earlier in this one, how well the participants in the Helping Kids Succeed, the students actually are doing so very well, even in spite of all the social distancing guidelines we have in place. Is that going to continue then maybe through summer break before they get started back in the fall?
You know, we're waiting to hear to see what their plans are in terms of school. We'll certainly be there to support regardless of what they decide in terms of instruction. I know a lot of our kids, a lot of people think that Hastings, everybody's okay, the kids are great, everything's fine. We know that's not the case. I do want to share a number or two. We do have resources on our webpage that link to other webpages. Dakota County is amazing. There's a ton of great information on their website, for example. We do have a Dakota County mental health crisis number I think would be important to share. That number is 952-891-7171. And if you have a young person or someone who prefers to text, you could text HOME to 741-741, and that's the Minnesota Crisis text line. And it's answered 24 hours a day, and you can reach a trained counselor that way.
Excellent. And, of course, the online websites through the Dakota County, which is dakotacounty.us. We mentioned it briefly last segment, and I'd like to bring it up again because the window for applying for these is quickly approaching, and we have the HEART grants that were enacted by Hastings HEDRA. So talk about a little bit about that, Mary, please.
So I'm so happy that the City of Hastings and HEDRA came up with grants for our small businesses in Hastings. And so you can apply as a small business if you have 20 or less of full-time employees. So it's really set up for these small restaurants and salons, you know, people that are looking to get back to work, opening up their businesses. And what will that look like? What are the extra expenditures they're going to have because of the pandemic? Well, that's what these grants are for. The deadline is approaching. It's the 12th. So that isn't too far away, May 12th. So please go out to the City of Hastings website. Take a look at the application. If you need any help at all filling out the application, I know Christy at the Chamber and her team are there to help you and support you. Kind of like what I said when the PPP loans came out for our nonprofits. You know, if you have any questions about that, you know, contact me. United Way of Hastings went through that process to fill out the application and obtain the PPP loan. Now with small businesses, there is an opportunity to get additional funding through the City of Hastings.
We've got about a minute or so left, and I would like to take the time to provide you, both of you, the opportunity again for providing contact information if anybody has questions or concerns or needs assistance. Mary, where can they get that information, or how can they get that help?
Sure. They can reach out to us at unitedwayofhastings.org. That's on our website. Our website page is unitedwayofhastings.org. They can give us a call, 651-437-3338. Email, that's also on our website, our Facebook page. We're here for you. Jane has numbers for people that are in crisis and emergency needs that we can get help for you. And I just want to let everybody know that this is a time of isolation for many people and many kids and our older adults. And please reach out to us if you're feeling isolated. We want to help, and we don't want you to feel that way, because there are people here to support you.
All right. And Jane, if students need help, if they're having problems with their schoolwork and or want to get into that helping kids succeed, how can they do that?
Yes, they could also, they can reach me through the United Way of Hastings. My email is Jane, J-A-N-E, at unitedwayofhastings.org. Could certainly call our office. We are not there, but we are checking our messages several times a day.
Right.
So 651-438-3337, or they can go online to our Facebook page, facebook.com/unitedwayhastings. And any of those ways, I'd be happy to connect.
And once again, I want to remind our listeners that United Way of Hastings works with Hastings, for Hastings, and all the donations stay in Hastings. You've been listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. I'd love to thank my guests, Executive Director Mary Mellick, and Director of Helping Kids Succeed, Jane Neumiller-Bustad. I hope you ladies have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're tuned to KDWA.